Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about OpenAI's new Agents SDK and Responses API. It's all about making AI agents easier to build, less of a coding headache, and more accessible to developers.
Oh, this sounds intriguing. So, what's the main problem the SDK is trying to solve? Is it about simplifying the process of building and managing agents?
Exactly. See, building agents can be like conducting a complex orchestra. You have multiple processes running, each needing to communicate effectively, and the results need to be consistent. This requires a ton of custom code, right?
Right. Like making sure the violins, the flutes, and the drums all play in harmony at the right time. Not an easy feat.
And that's not all. There's the challenge of managing different data formats, text, images, databases, and the ever-present issue of cost control with token usage. It's a lot to juggle.
Tokens, the new digital gold. So how does the SDK make things easier? Does it provide pre-built tools or something?
It introduces a responses API that streamlines the process. Think of it as a universal translator for your agents. It simplifies the handling of agent outputs, like text or image analysis, without the need for complex code. Plus, it integrates with nifty new tools like web search and file search.
Web search directly within the agent environment? That's cool. Can you elaborate on how this file search tool works?
Sure. It's basically a hosted vector store. You point the agent to your store, and it can search through files to help answer queries. It's like having a super efficient research assistant built right in. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm starting to see the potential here. But what about interactions with, say, graphical interfaces? Can these agents work with those?
They thought of that. There's this computer use tool that mimics user actions like clicking and typing. It's like, Selenium for AI agents, allowing interaction with applications beyond just websites.
Wow, that's impressive. But how easy is it to actually use this SDK? Any coding ninjas required?
Not at all. The article walks through some Python examples. It seems to be their preferred language at the moment, but the concepts are straightforward. You define agents, their roles, and how they interact, all with simple instructions.
So, no complex orchestration logic? It's all handled under the hood?
Precisely. The SDK handles the nitty-gritty details, making it much easier to experiment with different agent setups. The handoff feature is a prime example. It simplifies the asynchronous communication between agents, making it almost like a natural conversation.
Handoff, you say? That sounds interesting. So if an agent needs something another agent can provide, they just hand it off?
Yep. It streamlines the workflow tremendously. They showed an example with language translation. A triage agent, based on the language of a query, handed off the task to either a Spanish, English, or German agent.
I see. Interesting. But what if there's no suitable agent to hand off to? What happens then?
Good question. In the example, the triage agent simply handled the request itself, though perhaps not in the ideal language. So there's room for improvement, but the overall system is impressively flexible.
This all sounds extremely promising. It really feels like a significant step towards making AI agents more accessible to developers.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating development, and I'm eager to see what people build with it. It's all about simplifying the complex and empowering developers to create more sophisticated AI applications. Well, folks, that's all for today. We've covered the basics of OpenAI's new Agent SDK and Response API. Until next time, keep exploring the exciting world of AI. Goodbye.
Goodbye.